Jesus begins the gospel today by saying, "Do not be afraid any longer, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." A lot of times we can be afraid of God. A lot of times we think God is out there and He's ready to get us, to smite us. That, well, yeah, He'll give us the kingdom if we earn it. If we work hard enough, if we show what we're willing to sacrifice for it. And that's not God at all. God is pleased to give us the kingdom. It's not that He's watching us like the Eye of Mordor, ready to come and smite us as soon as He sees us. That's not God. Rather, our God is watching us, ceaselessly watching us, not to see us mess up, but rather waiting for us to see His gaze. He's a lover who is so enthralled by our beauty, the beauty He created in us. I think about it this way. For those of you who might be parents, you might recognize this, that there are times you might have, when your child was asleep, stood in the doorway and just gazed upon your child. How beautiful they are. Maybe especially because they're sleeping. But imagine what happens when the kid wakes up and sees you standing at the door. Freaky! What are you doing, Mom? And sometimes that's the way we look at God. We're freaked out. He's watching me all the time. He knows what's going on in my brain. But He's watching us because He loves us. Not because He's trying to catch us in a lie or have us trip up or anything like that. He loves us. He longs to pour out so many blessings upon us, to pour out His love into our lives, to transform us. He wants to give us the kingdom. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom, Jesus tells us. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that? But it means, of course, that we have to open our hands to receive the kingdom. A lot of times our hands are clenched, closed, holding tight our understanding of the world, controlling or pretending to control or thinking we can control our lives. Some of you have already heard this story, but it's one of my favorite stories, and so over the next 20 to 25 years that I'm here in the parish, you'll probably hear it a few times. Yeah, Father. It's about little Emily. Little Emily was 5 years old. Little Emily, being 5 years old, had gone to the dollar store and seen this beautiful pearl necklace that she wanted more than anything else in the whole world. So she saved up her nickels and her dimes in order that she could buy that necklace. And when finally she was able to get it, she was so happy. She loved her pearls more than anything else in the world. Now it's the dollar store, so they're plastic pearls. They're not real, but you know, what can you do? But she loved them so much. She loved to dress up in her pearls and look at herself in the mirror. And when company would come over, she'd always show off her pearls. And then at night, she'd lay them on a soft pillow so that nothing would happen to her precious pearls. Well, one night, her daddy comes in and he says, "Emily, will you give me your pearls?" And she says, Daddy, you can have my teddy bear, but you can't have my pearls." He tucks her in, kisses her on the forehead, and says, "I love you, Emily, even though you won't give me your pearls." The next night, her daddy comes in again and says, "Emily, will you give me your pearls?" Daddy, you can have my Barbie doll, but you can't have my pearls." He tucks her in, kisses her on the forehead, and says, "I love you, Emily, even though you won't give me your pearls." The next night, her daddy is shocked at what he sees as he walks in the room. There is Emily sitting on the edge of her bed, crying her eyes out, her nightshirt drenched in her tears. And he runs over and puts his arm around her and says, "Emily, what's wrong?" And through her tears, she sobs, "Daddy, here are my pearls." You laugh. She's brokenhearted. But so dad then takes her pearls with his left hand. With his right hand, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a black velvet case and hands it to her. And she opens it up, and inside is a real pearl necklace. You know, a lot of times when God is asking us to surrender our lives to Him, to open our hands to give it to Him, we think He's just going to take all that we love. But that's not it at all. He only wants to take away the plastic to give us the real pearl of great price. Are we willing to open our hands to surrender into the hands of God? He wants to give us all these good things. He says, provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. Not these things that pass. Not these things that are wasted. Not the things of this earth that we cling to that ultimately leave us empty and they fall apart. Jesus says to us today, for where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where is our treasure? Is our treasure in God? Is our treasure really those things that will last? Or is it things that pass? Things that fail? Our treasure then needs to be something that will last, so our heart will be in something that will last. If you ask God where His heart is, what His treasure is, all you have to do is look around. Each of us is His treasure. He gives us His heart. We come to the Mass, and on this altar, He pours out His body and blood. He gives us literally His heart so that we can then be united with Him. He speaks to us His words of love and comfort and care each time we come and listen to the gospel and listen to the readings. He speaks to us words of peace and words of love. He's given us His heart because we are His treasure. Do we have Him as our treasure? Do we see what He has poured out for us? Do we love Him in some return, some measure back with the love He has poured out for us? I mean, this is the greatest thing that we could do in this world. We're a quarter inch from heaven at the Mass as the angels and saints surround the sanctuary and God Himself is present and feeds us with His body and blood. Is this really where our treasure is? This is what lasts. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, Jesus says to us. Where is our treasure? If our treasure is in God, our heart, which will also be in God, will not pass. If our treasure is in things of this world, so also will our heart be, and it will pass. God wants to pour out superabundant graces, His very kingdom into our lives. Will we let go of the things that pass and cling to that which lasts forever?